Editor's note: Ms. Armitage writes in response to the letter, working as chaplain at NBRHC was a profound privilege. I was very saddened to hear that NBRHC is terminating the chaplain services. Perhaps spokeswoman Kim McElroy should sit in emergency for 10-plus hours as a non-person and see how empowered she feels. That's the sad reality of our broken medical system. Hospitals can be dehumanizing places for people to experience. Chaplains are there to attend to the whole person's needs, not by preaching or teaching, but by being a presence for those who feel isolated, dismissed, or unheard. They provide understanding, compassionate, non-judgmental support regardless of faith, race, or culture. Heather McGuinty wrote a very eloquent letter to the editor providing the duties of a chaplain. What will happen with palliative care? End-of-life care? Will there be no one to journey with them? No one to listen to them? No support for families? People need to know that their lives mattered, that they made a difference, express their fears, and be heard. To be proactively involved in the death of another human being is the ultimate act of love. What about young families experiencing miscarriages? Stillbirths? Who will journey with them through this most difficult time? There is a lot of spiritual, emotional pain. There is a clear relationship between physical and emotional pain and healing. These are areas where a chaplain is needed. I know from experience and the many letters expressing gratitude that chaplains make a difference. Wouldn't it be wonderful if NBRHC took the lead in promoting and supporting chaplaincy services? It could be the change we want to see in hospitals, providing good holistic care to all who enter our hospital doors. Now that's empowerment. Thank you. Diane Armitage, North Bay retired chaplain.